Copy. Target is in range. Initiating contact. Well, hello, buddy. Do you come here often? That's right. No, don't move. You see this shoulder? Wouldn't feel too good if I had to break it. Now, yes, I'm a goblin. I'm a half goblin. Yeah. Well, the other half we're not 100% sure of. My mother didn't exactly tell me who her, my benefactor is, but that's another conversation for another day, and not one you need to worry about. You're coming with me. No. Oh, no, don't worry. Flail all you want. That's fine. Kick, scream. No one can hear you out here in the swamps. You know, you made my job easy. Yeah, no, I do mean that. You made my job easy. Because you like to come out here and fish all by yourself. Oh, wow. Oh, I don't know. You got some fight in you. It's terrible that I have to go take you to. Oh, come on now. You know I'm here. You pissed off a lot of people, you know. No? You don't know? Well, you are someone of importance to someone. Also no? Weird. Oh, well, you know, basically I'm a bounty hunter. I hunt down people who have... Oh, that could be it too. Yeah, I don't know her name. I don't pay attention to the clients. Did sound like it was female. Did you break her heart? Oh, never even dated her. Huh. So you're just driving girls crazy all over. Really? I don't know. Usually with stories like that, it's someone who gets around a lot. And that person ends up calling my organization and, well, we go take care of it. But here we go. Yeah, and they always try to run for the door. Yeah, those are bars. You're not going to get through there. Well, yeah, I know how to drive. I'm the same height as you. Well, a little bit bigger. But, yeah, of course I know how to drive a car. Shut up. Yeah? Yeah, no, we're going to be going for a ride. Maybe taking you to my boss. I've already told them that I saw you and initiated contact. And now all I have to do is report that I got you. Pardon? Well, I mean, there's a chance I have the wrong guy, but isn't this your picture? No? That's not you? Well, it looks exactly like you. Is your name... Yeah, that's the name that I have written down. And your address? I get it. You don't want to give it to me. Well, here's your dossier. Don't worry, I have copies, so do whatever you want back there with it. Yeah, it's going to be a bumpy ride. Well, you should have guessed it. Well, that is a fair point. You usually do have nice seats, and you have seat belts and safety precautions and things that would protect you while driving. I don't have any of that back there. Whatever. Anyways, back to what we're saying. Yeah, go through it. Thumb through it if you want to. That's you, right? Well, apparently there's someone's heart that you broke and she never told you. And, well, she sees you living the happy life, you know? Got yourself another girl. You don't? Oh. Well, it's not my job to fully understand why. But that does make me wonder. It does make me, it gives me a little scratch on the old noggin. Why in blue blazes would she want you, anything to happen to you, really? Huh. Well, whatever. Doesn't matter. We're taking you to my boss. My boss handles it. It's not for me to decide what happens. All I do is go get the rare artifacts, and sometimes they're living and sometimes they're not. And, well, you most likely won't be at the end of this, but that's not for me to say. Well, of course, it's a little strange. Someone might want something to happen to you, even though she never even talked to you. Here, you know what? It's fine. Here, we're going to pull over. Yeah, no. I have to tell them I have you anyway, so, you know, fine. I won't tell them I have you. I'll just ask for further information. Copy. Yeah, subject has eluded me for now. Can I get some more information on the client? Yeah. No, I know I don't typically ask, but is this a spurned lover case? Might help me in being able to strike up conversation and get him alone. Mm-hmm. Really? Well, isn't that interesting? Uh-huh. Yeah. No worries. Okay. I see the subject. Reinitiating contact. Copy. So, headquarters said she really doesn't know who you are. Or rather, she's no, you wouldn't know who she is. But also, therefore, she doesn't know who you... She initiated this whole thing just because she has a crush on you. And really, I mean, again, bounty hunters. We don't really pay attention to what the bounty's for. We just get the money, get in, get gone. But... You seem like a good boy. Like, you're not exactly the heartbreaker-looking type. I mean, you're not ugly by any means, but you don't look like one of those, you know, Chad douche canoes. Yes, I know what Chads are. For the love of goodness, do you think I grew up in a barn? I didn't grow up under a rock. Yeah, Chad douche canoes, you know, people built like me. Gym culture, look at me. Yeah, I go to the gym. I just tell them that it's body pain. I happen to like it. Yeah, I'm just in constant cosplay is what they say. Anyways, back to you. So, this chick, maybe she's not... Oh my god, she's one of those yandere's, isn't she? I've heard of this before. There's like a whole bunch of like YouTube ASMR artists that like make these awesome stories about it. But I've never in my, wow. So she wanted to capture you, but she couldn't do it. What a chicken. Oh, no. I'm not saying, wait, you think that's hot? I mean, it's kind of hot. Someone likes you so much that they spend 50 grand. Yeah, no, she spent 50 grand to get you. I get half of that. It's not bad. What? What are you proposing? That I turn you in and I give you half the money and then I go bust you out away from her? Well, I guess I would half the money would keep you quiet, but there's no upside to me if I just hand her to you and keep the whole amount of money. Well, I'm with you. I think it's kind of chicken that she didn't just get you herself. I mean, all she has to do is Google how to make some chloroform or just find it. She didn't even try to like... talk to you? Nothing? Oh, come on. A good yandere is at least somewhat charismatic from what I have found. If you can't be charismatic, you're just doing it wrong. I don't want to listen to anything that's not. I mean, a good, actually, there's some awkward ones too and some sadistic ones, but there's still a level of je ne sais quoi that goes into it. You gotta have some street savoir faire to make things work. It just, you know what? For the kiki of it all, for the giggles, I'm down. We'll go turn you in. I'll get the money. And then we'll teach little Miss Goody Two Shoes a lesson. If you want to get a man, you better be willing to get down and dirty and do it yourself. I mean, every guy I've ever dated and had to knock over the head and take home, that's exactly what I... What? Well, every guy that I've dated, I've knocked them over the head and brought them home. That's how you get... Yeah, that's how I get them. No? That's not how you? Oh. Well, that's just interesting if you ask me. I don't know. Maybe that's why you haven't really got... You know what? I don't know if I want to push that type of behavior, making it seem like it's okay. I just don't know. Anyways, Let's go ahead and get you back to headquarters. No, as I said, you don't look like a Chad. You're super cute, though. I like that about you. Very charming. Yeah. Well, no. Wow, you listen. Wait, you listen to this type of content, too. You just said enemies to lovers. We're not enemies. I don't hate you. I just had a job to do. More acquaintances to friends. I mean, if there's going to be a friends to lovers arc, that would be part two, right? After I go get you back from the Andre. Yeah. Maybe. We'll see. Anyways, I got a job to do. Hey, there's actually a gag back there, like a bandana. Do you mind, like, wrapping it around your head when we get closer? I'll tell you when. Yeah, they like to see that I, you know, made it to where you weren't screaming. They hate yelling in there. But I'm going to need you to act up a bit so that this looks more believable. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, what type of music do you like? Oh, Spotify playlist. Yeah, I can accommodate that. Ooh, we're out in the sticks, really. You know what? Sirius. Octane. It's the best channel. Octane 37. Let's go. Hey, guys. Zena Alexander here. Thank you guys for voting. Or not, it wasn't voting. It was more of a quiz to see which audio was going to come out next. That means that the final audio to come out, it's already been pre-recorded, is a one about a demon who calls you from jail, or she just got out of jail. And she's obsessed with you, and it's super fun, and it's super cute, and I can't wait to get it out there for you guys. Thank you, everybody, who has joined the server thus far. I can't believe it, but, like, we're scarily close to 500 people on that server, and it's super active, and I love the fact that you guys are all chatting with each other. If you guys ever join, make sure to at me and just tell me that you're new and everything, and I have a little special something-something for everybody who's on the server, and we'll be doing something special for everyone who is currently on the server and super active as well, because I'm really big on saying thank yous and making sure everyone feels special and loved. And I don't want to give away the surprise. So anyone who's gotten a surprise, please don't tell other people. Also, if you don't know this, my Mude card is in the Mude channel. If you do, I think it's $ W. Whoever has my card every week gets a free MP3. So I don't think it's been drawn yet, but I think I might put a limit on it for, like, you can have it for 1 week and then you need to sell it to someone and then you could get it back the next week too. But that's literally how you can get some currency is by selling it. You can also build up a little bit of a harem. I have I got Desmona from Gargoyles. If you're a Gargoyles fan and you know Gargoyles and you know Desmona, I love you. I love you for knowing a little known show that brings me immense joy. And even more joy when someone who knows of it exists. Anyways, inspiration for this story. I've been trying to do that. I forgot it on a couple. This did not happen in real life to me whatsoever. But there was no, like, contract person coming to get someone that I knew and or me. But there was a girl who was really obsessed with this guy and asked me. It turns out I'm a very good wing person. If we go into a bar or a club and you can find someone who is single, there's a good chance if you send me after them, I can get them to talk to you and get you set up on a date. If there's just someone that you like in general, I'm pretty good at studying them and figuring out, like, what would be their love language and a way to, like, break the ice and get you to be able to talk to them. I'm stupidly good at this stuff. And my one friend calls me Good Luck Chuck because I can literally help people find the love of their lives. It's like my superpower. And if you date me for a month, then the very next person you date will be the person that you marry because forever single, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. So anyways, the idea was that the person who took the contract out in order to get the love of their life, one of my friends really liked this guy but was so stupid shy about it that I had to go and invent this elaborate thing and ended up turning into this huge party. It was supposed to be a small party, ended up being a huge party in order to get them set up to where they could talk to each other. And then the party almost didn't happen. So then I had to, like, create other ways to make it happen. It's a very convoluted, long story. If you guys want to hear more of it, make sure to hit me up in the link description box below, there'll be a link to the Discord, and I can tell you guys more about the story. It's really cute. They are actually still together today. They are affianced. They've been affianced for 5 years now. Hopefully that wedding's coming soon. They're absolutely adorable together. I don't know what they're waiting for. But anyways, not my business. I love you guys. I'm babbling. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.